It is Wednesday, March 25th. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We got a jam-packed show for you. We have Alan Watt in the first hour. We'll be going to him after the first break, and then we're going to be doing a news blitz and taking your calls in the final hours. I do want to go over some of the things that we are going to be talking about later in the show. Section 1710 of H.R. 1388, the GIVE Act, something that a lot of people aren't talking about. The study to evaluate the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizen verification system. And they say this study is going to be done by, quote-unquote, the Corporation for National and Community Service and the Department of Education. They say that it's going to be funded from 2010 to 2014, so no worry there. They're going to be going before Congress no later than 18 months after this act is officially put into place. It has nothing to do with their little, volunteer Stasi force they're putting together, and everything to do with a cashless society control grid. I mean, you think the real ID is bad and, the national ID card. This is for your kids. You know, all throughout this bill, it's for people who are in middle school and high school, and it's no different with this study of a centralized electronic citizen verification system. We're also going to be talking about how China put the kibosh on YouTube today. No more YouTube in China. And, you know, on Alex's show, when I hosted, I think it was in May or June, we had Benjamin Fulford on. And talk about an apologist for China. I mean, he's telling me China's not that bad. China's this and that. China's coming up, and we all know China held the Olympics there. But then he makes the case, oh, what's so bad about a one-world government? Well, what do you think is so bad about a one-world government when they're in cahoots with China? I mean, to take away YouTube is such a hit on free humanity in general. I mean, that literally censors just an unbelievable amount of speech right there. But should we really be shocked? I mean, we have our Supreme Court ruling whether or not the new Hillary movie is going to be constitutional or not. And whether... I believe it was writing and publishing that writing. This is what Scalia said was covered by the Constitution. Of course it's covered by the Constitution. It's constitutional right. First Amendment, freedom of speech, any kind of speech, whether it's written down or not. I mean, when I read that, it blew my mind. We're also going to be talking about this pamphlet there, or multiple pamphlets they're handing out. This is a story off of Infowars.com and Infowars.net, where the UK is trying to create even more of a tattletale society, saying, oh, if you see any suspicious bags, we need you to report them, and don't stare at the cameras. If you stare at the cameras, you're automatically a terrorist. London police encourage citizens to report contents of each other's bins to prevent terrorism. And there's a bunch of visual aids here. It's pretty intense. I mean, terrorists won't succeed if someone reports suspicious activity. Terrorism, if you suspect it, report it. And I mean, they're showing cell phones, bags, vans, small camcorders, a flat screen for a computer. It is just out of control. So that's up at InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. Also want to talk about vaccine scare in Ukraine threatens health. Now, of course, this is off MSNBC, so they're spinning it saying, well, a lot of people in the Ukraine don't want to take these Western vaccinations because they think that they're going to give them AIDS or they're going to sterilize them. Hello, we just had a death, and then I think it was 27 kids go to the hospital from your rubella vaccinations, and they mentioned the rubella vaccination, but the main theme of the article is the people in the Ukraine are bad because they're not getting vaccinated and they're putting us all at risk. No, the people in the Ukraine are waking up to the fact that they're being poisoned through vaccinations, so they're saying no, and that's what we should be doing. Alan Watt on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
War against humanity. Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are now joined by Alan Watt. I was actually introduced to Mr. Watt's material back in December of 2007 while I was out in California. We were out in Naples, and I was with this gentleman who was helping us with an event, and he started playing the Cutting Through the Matrix podcast for me, and I said, wow, this guy's really smart. He's very insightful. He's well-spoken. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Watt.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, you know, I've always wondered, I've read your bio, but how does somebody like yourself get into this information and then not only get into it, but then start doing a radio show, speaking about it? It says here, you know, you're an accomplished author and lecturer and all that, but where does it start for you?
At birth, really.
Really?
I generally tell people I had a form of autism, which allowed me to see the world as it really was.
So even in your musical career, you know, before you started doing this full-time, you were pretty awake.
Absolutely. Absolutely awake. And I also traveled a lot, too. And I noticed that every country was passing the same laws across Europe at the same time, always. Mm-hmm. And I realized there already was a European Union back in the 70s. And I realized as well where it was all heading. And I talked to some politicians, because when in the music industry, often you will be approached and invited into homes of politicians and people who are big decision makers. And you get chatting to them. And some, not all of it registers at the time. Like, sometimes it's 2 years down the road and it clicks as to what they actually said to you. But I was in a Norwegian's home in the 70s, and she went on to work at the United Nations. At that time, she worked for the parliament there. And she talked about a united Europe and the fact that, Scandinavian countries would be part of it, including Norway. So I heard all this stuff from the right people, generally at the dinner table, yeah.
Yeah, so you start hearing this stuff, you see that there's this kind of a globalist agenda, you see that they're trying to put the European Union into place, they eventually do that. When is it that you take the leap into doing this full-time? When do you say, because I see that you wrote a lot of books under pseudonyms, did you try to do that, you know, throughout your career, put out these ideas, or was there really just one incident, one spot where you said, you know what, I've got to devote myself to this, I've got to dedicate more time to this?
Yeah, I mean, previous works I'd done had to do mainly with history and ancient history, religions, techniques of controlling people in the past. And before 9/11, I realized what was coming up. I was reading the authors, the big players' books, the ones put out by Kissinger's and the Brzezinski's, and going all the way back through Huxley's, the different Huxley's, H.G. Wells, all the big boys, looking at the common threads that they all had and the associations to which they belonged to. And that led me right into, of course, to the Royal Institute of International Affairs that really was set up to go around any idea of democracy, to bring in a global government system. And it goes back into the late 1800s. In fact, before it was called that name, it was called the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, and it had another name before that as well. So they were already working. They'd never intended, especially in Britain, that was to be the nucleus of a free trade world system. In Britain, they never intended to give the public real democracy. It would always be guided by an elite called the Crown under the Crown, a strange, odd democracy where you've got a monarchy on top of it. And in Britain, they call them the establishment. And everyone in Britain knows it exists, and it bypasses parliaments and so on. But I realized that they'd almost achieved their goal. And then, of course, I saw the events leading up to 9/11, 2001. I knew something was going to happen in 2001 because the big boys had pretty well predicted that was really the start of the next century. It was 2001, not the year 2000. And they said it was going to be a century of change. The big foundations had published many articles on what they wanted to accomplish in 100 years in the 21st century, and we're well on the road to it now, well on the road. So I had to come out and say it as it is, even though I knew, and this was a big problem I had, I knew the psychological warfare that my generation and previous generations had been born into and gone under and gone through, and I didn't know. I was very skeptical, in fact, if the public really could wake up in time to realize what was being done to them, because they truly have had incredible warfare put upon them by inoculations, and I don't trust them at all, inoculations. I've gone through some of the people who worked on methods of lobotomizing the general public, and they published it in their own books. They worked for big organizations, including the United Nations. We've had our food completely altered. Canadians were the guinea pigs for the GMO food without our consent, without our knowledge, for 10 years, while the governments, with their health organization, the socialized medicine, could study every single one of us and watch for effects. So we've been under warfare before we were born, right through to the present time, and you can see it in the public. The IQ officially has dropped. Now, you're born with an IQ. It's innate within you. And yet they've lowered the same test to a new normal, which is much lower, because they know what they've done to us. We're under a real war, and there's no way to emphasize it enough to the public, who mainly can't tell fact from fiction anymore. It's so intertwined. And they've also been trained, as Bertrand Russell advocated at the world meetings, they've trained the public to be hedonistic, narcissistic, self-centered, to break the bonds of family especially. And in that way, you're a perpetual child. With the depression of economy, et cetera, coming in a big way, you're going into the next Bertrand Russell suggestion, which was the creation of apathy. Children, perpetual children, adult children, can easily be put into a state of apathy and controlled right along the agenda to the final outcome with ease on behalf of those in control. This has all been written about in books, dusty books, used in some universities still today, but ignored and unknown of by the general public.
Well, this does seem to be what's going on. I mean, you look at the lobotomized public, and what they're interested more than anything are their sports teams or their iPhone apps or, you know, the coolest gadget or the latest car, even in a time when many people are just losing their homes, you know, losing their jobs. I mean, IBM's about to lay off another 5,000 people, and the bankers are openly announcing that they're just going to print as much money as they want and do what they want with it. I mean, they're going to be buying up treasury bonds at the rate of $1.4 trillion and then maybe pump another trillion into that. The new packages that they just announced in the last couple of days call for, I think, $3.7 trillion more publicly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have Obama getting up before this press conference. And the thing is, this, you know, the last 8 years, the U.S. was used to a leader that stammered, stuttered, was not well-spoken, didn't address people in really a proper manner, wouldn't look him in the eye, was very short and curt. It was very easy to attack this guy. Obama's a lot slicker. I mean, he got asked about the Chinese global currency because we know that China is now saying, you know what, we need a global currency. The IMF is saying they want to print a global super currency for quantitative easing. And he gets asked about that. He dodges the entire question. Finally, the reporter at the end of it asks again, well, what about this global currency? And Obama looks down and he says, I don't think there's a need for a global currency. Meanwhile, he's gearing up to go to the G20. And before the G20, he's meeting with the Queen in private. And as you alluded to before, you know, this royalty is really still in power. It amazes me that most people believe that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world. Meanwhile, you have royals that are still protected by all sorts of MI5, Secret Service. I mean, it boggles my mind that people can't get around the fact that that is the true wealth. I mean, these people have been wealthy for centuries.
Centuries, and never mind the gifts have been given from other kings and queens over the centuries, that in itself, but they are untouchable as well. And they know they're untouchable. People in Britain understand that, but there's a different system above the parliament they're given, way high above it. And believe you me, every civil servant, every bureaucrat, every politician, even your policeman swears allegiance to the crown, not to the people of Britain or its parliament, but to the crown, to royalty. And that's the same across the whole of the British Commonwealth countries, including Canada.
Well, most people here just aren't aware of that. They don't understand that the Rothschilds have a sovereign nation in the middle of London. I mean, they don't understand these kind of things, and especially here where the royal family is kind of looked upon goofily. They don't think that they have any power whatsoever. People are just not awake at all. I mean, all right, I think that the top three guys that they said were rich were Bill Gates, and then it was Warren Buffett, and there's no doubt that Warren Buffett is a player out there, but he's definitely not, you know, top round.
No.
And then I believe it was the King of Spain, who is royalty, probably does have some wealth there, but most of it hidden in foundations, such as the British royal family. I mean, that is their specialty, just like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. They like to hide their funds in these institutions they create. A great example is, you know, these guys are major globalists. They had a push after the First World War for a League of Nations. When that failed, they created the Council on Foreign Relations, which is still going on today. And in fact, Tim Geithner was forced to talk about the Chinese global currency and said he was open to it, but ultimately we would keep the dollar as a world currency. But I think that tune is really going to change once this G20 happens and Obama visits it. I think he's scheduled to go there on April 2nd. So I expect some kind of announcement within the first week of April that there will be some sort of a global currency.
Well, it's in today's paper, too, by the head of the IMF. It's official. They'll have it out in a couple of months.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We'll be back with Alan Watt after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go get the podcast at theinfowarrior.com or check out the video at prisonplanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception, completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And we are back. Hey, the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We are joined by Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, I want to get your take on China banning YouTube officially today, taking it off the internet for Chinese citizens. You know, in the past year, we've really seen a push for China to come into the global arena. I mean, we had them host the Olympics. We seem to be adopting more of their policy. You know, we've borrowed trillions and trillions of dollars from them. And now this super state, this super nation, has officially banned YouTube. I mean, this is, I think, the third biggest site on the internet. Can you speak to that?
Yes. China according to the United Nations, is the model state for the world. In other words, we've all to copy the system of China, ultimately, because they want a collectivist system. And the big think tank of the Club of Rome said that in their own book, The First Global Revolution. They said collectivism was the best way of managing a world population. So they've based it on China, where you have a one-party system, a totalitarian party. To get into commerce in China, you must join the party and become a member, a card-carrying member, and attend the local meetings or your city meetings. And China, if you notice, they might have banned that. However, we also have laws getting enacted right now. Australia was the first one to come out with it, where if you go into what's claimed are banned sites, and they won't give you a list of what sites are banned yet, mm-hmm. they will start fining you $11,000 per day. So we in the West will start losing our rights and freedoms as well to the internet altogether, except for data tracking and gossip and so on, and emails for the governments as they start to take away Google here and all the other sites that we look into. We have to emulate China, so I'm not surprised at all about this. We've had, I think it was Jay Rockefeller recently talked about how dangerous the internet was, and he actually said, would it be better if we'd never given it to the people in the first place?
Yeah, that is true, and one of the sites that Australia has officially banned and put on the list is WikiLeaks, and this is a site that notoriously puts out government documents that, you know, the mainstream media really just refuses to talk about. And, you know, speaking of documents the mainstream media really refuses to talk about, or at least talk about in substance, this GIVE Act, you know, it is anything but giving. It's really taking. It is compulsory service for 12-year-olds and up, middle school and up, 50 hours to start, 100 hours for college students. Once you're out of high school, you'll be forced into some kind of a secondary school or some kind of another bureaucratic program. But they also tacked on this centralized electronic citizen verification system. And, you know, in the past, they've tried to pass the Real ID Act, they've put chips in our passports, they've done everything in their power to really put a stranglehold on the people here. But this to me, is the most wide-reaching one in the fact that this is a citizen verification system for everyone, including students, and they're going to be using the Department of Education to test this and then implement it.
Yes, in a sense, too, and this would be the public don't realize that what you're living through and your entire life, in fact, is a continuation of a system as it upgrades itself to the next part, the next part. We saw them pass the bills for school to work. That was part of it. That was based on the Chinese or the Soviet system, both actually. So they'll train you. They want to train you for a particular job. And if they want you to be a joiner, a plumber, a carpenter, whatever, then that's all you'll be taught eventually. Ultimately, down the road, that's all you'll be taught. If they want you for to be the good party bureau chief or whatever, they'll train you for that, or the new type of worldwide KGB. You'll be trained for that. So you're quite right. It's more than just what they say. But mainly, here's what it is. It's a record of each individual and their potential for being a problem down the road. In other words, they're looking for thinkers. And you'll notice a big part of this budget, this so-called compulsory volunteerism, is going towards education. You're looking at political ideology indoctrination. That's what it's going to be. So we're really under tyranny right now. And if you get one generation who've grown up with the scientific indoctrination, it's game over. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. They'll be pulling the older people out of the houses off for the disposal unit, basically, because they ruined the planet for them, etc. This is political ideology, and we've got to understand that.
And speaking of ruining the planet, I really want to get into their global carbon tax system that's being proposed right now, not only in legislation by the UN, but by the United States. I mean, we've got Tennessee talking about buying carbon credits in anticipation of this being passed. That, and we're going to take your calls for Alan Watt. It's 866-582-9933. Call in, ask Alan a question. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We have Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com on the line. If you'd like to ask him a question, it is 866-582-9933. Alan, I want to get into this carbon tax thing because this is the next step of control. We're all going to be made to feel guilty about the earth and climate change and we're to blame. And it's this new control grid. Instead of paying taxes on other things, they want you to pay taxes on the environment. In other words, how many cars you have, how big is your home, how much trash are you producing, how many children do you have, which they do want to regulate. Just look at China. One child policy is there for decades now. And this article is out of Reuters today. Idled U.S. farmland may be a large carbon sink, USDA. So the U.S. is basically saying they need, the Department of Agriculture is saying we need to buy up all this farmland. And they're saying it's 33.7 million acres and federalize it because it's emitting too much carbon. Ooh. Why don't you explain this system to people?
Well, again, apart from being a complete con, you see, right now they're putting laws through and an ideology to convince people they're a burden on the planet itself and the ecosystem. So you get born into a system of guilt for being alive in the first place. That's really at the crux of this. This is how it will work, in fact. And it will interfere, it will control every single part of your existence, even right down to if you can breed, if you should breed, and the cost of it, and so on and so on. It's a complete farce, utter farce, really, and it's abstract nonsense, it's Wizard of Oz stuff. And they're well aware of it at the top. Now, the Club of Rome, again, is the premier think tank for working out systems to control the population of the planet. It comes up with ideas, and then it passes it down to other think tanks that work on it and implement it into society. They pass their ideas on to the RAND Corporation, for instance. And they put in their own book, The First Global Revolution, that in the 1970s, they had looked for something to unite the planet, a common enemy. And they looked at even alien invasion, what would work with the public, were they gullible enough, etc. Then they said no. Eventually they hit on the idea of man being at war with the planet and vice versa. Therefore, man would be the enemy. In their own words, they said that would fit the bill.
That is just incredible. And, you know, the other project you were talking about is Project Bluebeam, where they said, you know, we would stage this alien invasion or possibly put holograms in the sky of religious figures and, you know, cull the populations into, you know, believing that we needed a one world order or a world government to combat this sort of thing. And it seems like they, instead of conquest, they wanted to go through consent. And they will get consent through incrementally telling the people that global warming is real. You know, your SUV is terrible. I saw a report out of the Telegraph about 3 weeks ago where they were saying that United States use of toilet paper was actually worse than gas-guzzling SUVs. In other words, I'm not even supposed to wipe my behind when I go to the bathroom. I mean, this is just insanity.
It is an insanity, but they can make any crazy system work if they can convince enough people, especially the young, bring them up with indoctrination. They can make you believe anything. And they've said that in their own books, by the way. They can make the general public eventually believe anything with the proper indoctrination. Bertrand Russell said, there is no nonsense so arrant that it cannot be made the general creed, meaning belief, of the vast majority by adequate government action. That's what he said at one of the world meetings and in one of his own books. And they can really, really do it. They can make you believe in it. They could make you believe that it's your fault that the sky goes dark at night if they wanted to.
I was watching a DVD out there that featured Edward Bernays, and Bernays telling a story about how he got the other half of the population, women, to smoke and how they staged this. And, you know, they had all these women go out with cigarettes and made it the cool, hip thing to do.
Societal women. They were well-known top societal ladies that the rest would emulate. And he understood the psychology of that, that the masses follow those with the personality cult like Hollywood. And so he was well aware of what he was doing,
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. They get this group of women to start smoking out in public. They stage a news story, and then really it just starts to pick up, and all of a sudden women are smoking. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And there's a guy out there, I don't know if you've ever seen his stuff. He uses a lot of NLP in his programs, Darren Brown. And he really does show visually how fragile the human mind is and how suggestible it is. And, you know, what you're able to do to people within moments, if you know how to talk to them and speak to them and make hand motions and really just misdirect them.
Yes, what it is very simple. I mean, Brown showed it with just paper cutouts for money. And he goes into a shop and he pays the guy off with these blank white papers because your mind is in a sort of double whammy. It knows what it expects to see. He expects to see you cutting out banknotes. And his mind wants to perceive that as banknotes. Part of his mind says is blank. And so rather than go with his own perceptions, he will take his own conditioning and go with that. That's as simple as that. That's why it works.
Yeah, it is incredible. And in another example, he's at a dog track with losing tickets, and he literally walks up with the losing tickets, hammers on the little section, talks to the person, tells them it's a winning ticket, and they get paid out. I mean, it's amazing.
That's how Rothschild took over the Bank of England,
Something similar, yes. All right, we're loaded with callers for you, Alan. Let's go to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Thanks a lot, Alan. I really like your perspective on this. And, you know, we're going through all this information. I think everybody's kind of like trying to figure out what this the end game or whatever to the whole thing is, and you know, it's obvious that it's pretty being planned out, you know, through their system. So, like, what is, you know, going with Einstein's words, you can't solve a problem using the same thinking used to cause the problem. You know, what thinking do we start using to go past it? Is just going straight pro-constitution, you know, something, and I know it has to be something positive. You can't try and just break down their little things, but, you know, what do we go forward with from here, do you think, Alan?
Well, I don't see, to be honest with you, I do not see protests doing anything except helping those at the top, because the top protesters are NGOs paid for by the big foundations, owned by the bankers themselves. So the very things they're protesting are the answers that the bankers want the public to believe and accept, unfortunately. The system has, you've got to understand, it's been ruled for such a long, long time by the Council on Foreign Relations as the managing group for this, mainly in America and other countries. And they are just the American branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs in Britain. And every Commonwealth country across the planet has one. India has one. Pakistan has a CFR. We've never had democracy or a republic. Actually, the republic was stolen a long time ago. And Carl Quigley, who was the historian, remember, for the CFR, said in the 1960s in his own book, Tragedy and Hope, that the group, the CFR, had hijacked America 60 years before that. That's how far back they've been in control. The bankers with their managerial group, the CFR beneath them, running the system. They're not going to give up their plans because of persuasion. It will not happen.
All right, Jacob, thank you for the call.
It's going to come to terrible situation. They'll either win and get what they want, or there'll be a hell of a mess in the streets. That's what I see coming down.
All right, let's go to Tim in Oklahoma. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yes, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tim from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. I'm an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I am very glad you took my call today. I've been trying to get a hold of Alex or yourself for a couple of weeks. I've done a little research,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to me like Oklahoma has a state constitutional provision that prohibits the federalization of any state employee. I've checked the Texas Constitution. It seems to be pretty much equal to the Oklahoma state constitution, and Missouri as well has mm-hmm. a similar constitution.
Well, I would just say this, though. The only problem is that the feds aren't going to recognize that. It's just like, you know, marijuana being decriminalized in California and them saying that the feds can't come in and bust them. The feds do it anyway. And they just say, oh, we don't care. You know, we're the federal government. We're going to do it anyway. I mean, there's a movie out there called Super High Me that really documents this fact. I mean, you can have all the statewide legislation you want. And I agree that it's a good thing to have these sorts of things. And I think that the sovereignty movement is a good movement. You know, it shows that the people are not happy with what's going on. But I'll guarantee that the federal government is not going to go by those rules and regulations. Wouldn't you agree, Alan?
Absolutely, absolutely. In a CFR, and you can always count on the CFR's own publications, they said years ago that they would simply do an end run around the Constitution to get what they wanted, and they've been doing that ever since. But what they're also using, this is their excuse too, they're using what they call common law. Now, common law, according to them and their definition, is what the public eventually accept over a period of time, that then becomes law. In other words, we acquiesce to our own imprisonment with every law that's passed, and we say nothing. Therefore, it goes into the legal system. Then, is legal law?
I would agree with you, gentlemen. I would add this: that under the state laws, the federal government cannot prohibit a state district court judge from convening a grand jury. Or from the people petitioning for a grand jury and for obtaining state law indictments, and for the state of Oklahoma or other states such as Oklahoma who have criminal statutes, or in Oklahoma you can find that under Title 21, Section 12.
Tim, all I'm saying is look at the track record. Look at the track record of the federal government for the state.
can't prohibit a state law prosecution.
Not legally, but this is a criminal government, and I thank you for the call. You look at the track record when the feds go up against the state government, and the Fed comes out winning 95 to 99% of the time, and that's just the way it is. That's reality. I mean, I'm glad we put these state provisions in. I'm glad there's still state rights. I'm glad that we can make our own laws. I mean, that's what our Congress is supposed to be there. There are, you know, we're their constituents. They're supposed to be our servants. It's anything but that right now. But at the same time, the feds do what they want. They rarely cow down to local government, and I just don't see it happening. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Jason and Alan. You know, Jason, you mentioned something at the beginning of the show, got my curiosity up, so if you don't mind, in passing to my main reason for calling, my question for calling, I'd like to ask Alan exactly what type of music he was into professionally. Was it classical or rock and roll or country and folk? I know the English do them all.
Yeah, I did it all, in fact, and sometimes I was asked to get groups together for live stage musicals, and I'd play with them for a while, and then I'd go off and do my own thing solo, either a sort of folk type or classical in theaters across the world.
Did you play various instruments, or did you specialize mainly in one instrument, Alan?
I played a few instruments.
Yes. Well, I figured.
I really do like the guitar as well. Yeah.
What was the most enjoyable act and gig that you ever did, Alan?
Playing with Chicago and Eagles and some other ones. At the time I came up from Britain, I filled in and tours. I get calls to if I could just stand in for someone that was sick or whoever, guitarist mainly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
With them, and I didn't even know who they were at the time. You know,
that's fantastic. You played electric and acoustical professionally, obviously.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, Alan, I wanted to ask you, in light of what Alex went over on his show earlier today, and the first part of it as well, is toward the end of the show with a gentleman named Shepard, and I'm missing his last name right now, but he was basically a formal guest on the show, and he and a few friends have actually posted video on Infowars.com of these very large, roughly 800 by 1,000 feet and 8 to 10 feet deep with rocks in the bottom of them for drainage, being built right next to Department of Veteran Affairs cemeteries in this country. You know, nobody, including Alex, has really come out and said what these might exactly be for yet. I don't think Alex likes to jump to conclusions on things which could scare people unnecessarily, but I didn't know if you had heard about this development, Alan. There has been publicity about the blue coffin liners being stockpiled around Chicago and maybe a few other places in recent months, but this is the first that's come out that I've heard, and I listen pretty closely, listening to Alex and Jason and such as this, of actual mass graves, what are apparently, obviously, what else could they be, mass graves being dug here. Do you have any view on this at this point? Does this fit in with any other part
of... Well, I tell you, I don't know about this story in particular for the U.S., but I have gone over the British ones for supposed plagues and pandemics and gone through it pretty meticulously. And they do talk about creating mass graves and how they'd have to really build them, some of them in advance, and fill them up quickly, et cetera, et cetera, how many they'll hold, all of that kind of stuff, and where they would be, in fact, away from drainage facilities and all that kind of thing. Yeah. So these things have been discussed, I know, in other countries across Europe, so I don't see why they haven't started the same thing in the U.S.
Yeah. All right, Mark, I thank you for the call, my friend. We got to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Daria in California. Daria, what's on your mind?
Jason.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for your show, and thank you for having Alan Watt on.
Thank you.
Just real quick, I want to mention that for those who want to go to a whole other level of understanding this whole New World Order agenda, Alan Watt is the source, and he has hundreds of hours of lectures for free, and his books are invaluable, and people should really try to support him because he has no sponsors. And I just want to make a quick comment, and I even hate to mention this, but, you know, you had Jim Mars on your Monday show,
mm-hmm.
and there was a caller asking Jim Mars, like, you know, what's up with the whole reptilian thing, and Jim Mars, and you responded with basically something like, you know, no one's perfect, and why not hypothesize that.
Well, that's what Jim said. Jim said that he wouldn't put it past him.
Right, but, you know, to be really honest about it, the whole reptilian thing is basically entertainment at best and a psyop, I think, at worst.
And well, I don't disagree. I don't think that I've ever given it any kind of credence. The caller called in about it. I've made my thing clear. I think that, you know, in order for you to talk about reptilian shapeshifters from the fourth dimension, the Anunnaki, I think you need a video of somebody shapeshifting into a reptile, or you need a specimen. I mean, for me to even go that far, I always tell people, listen, check out everybody's information, all of it, but take all of it with a grain of salt and try to do your own independent research for verification.
Right, and you know what I just want to say is that when you mix hard, cold facts that can be documented, which Jim Mars does write about, and which are so important to educate people with, so they begin to question their zombified reality. When you mix that with, you know, by even mentioning the reptilian thing, what it does is completely discredit.
We got to go to. I agree with you. We've got to go to break. I'll come back to that point afterwards. Final segment with Alan Watt, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Final segment with Alan Watt. Let me just speak to that point one more time. You know, at one end, I absolutely agree with her. That's not something we usually talk about on the show. You know, reptilians or, you know, all this outward just crazy stuff. I mean, there's a certain point where some people just want to believe anything and they'll just take it to the next level, no matter how real the information is. But on another point, this is an open show. We have no screeners, so we take all calls. So when a caller calls in and asks Jim Mars about something he wrote in a book, you know, over a decade ago, and whether he still believes it, I can't help it but take that call. You know, I take all callers, and whether they be, you know, nuts or racist or just misguided or ignorant or dead on. So, you know, that's what makes this show great. Alan, would you speak to that? I mean, there are so many things in this quote-unquote patriot movement out there that are just utter nonsensory.
Well, every movement that's ever wisened up to what's going on in the world has had, down the road, they've had leaders supplied to them. And the old technique, Lawrence of Arabia wrote about this, by the way. He was set up by Cambridge and then to the British Secret Service to really misguide the Arab countries by getting newspapers up and running and all the rest of it. But they always mix fact with fiction. If they can mix enough incredible fiction with the fact, it truly does discredit the truth, and that's called counterintelligence. So I'm not surprised. You know, certain people have been put out there. They've been well-financed from the beginning. They've been launched by major national television companies. That doesn't happen if you're a nobody. That happens because it's meant to happen. And unfortunately, lots of people follow this stuff. Then they try to explain the conspiracy. And as soon as you mention aliens or reptiles walking around eating people and drinking blood, they'll just laugh at you. So you get lumped in with your facts into the alien crowd.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know, when we put out Loose Change and we got a lot of press for that, you'd see articles all the time. Oh, you know, Jew drinking reptiles and anti-Semitic stuff and all this garbage. Meanwhile, I'm trying to expose the people that did this, the real names, the real people, the real organizations that have ties to this. Whether it be, you know, the continuity of government program, the shadow government, the Israeli Mossad, the Pakistani ISI, British intelligence, you know, real players in this, and then trying to expose even the higher level above that, the people that control the Federal Reserve, the people like the Rothschilds that have their own estates in the middle of London that are sovereign nations, folks, sovereign nations. All right, let's take one last call for you, Alan. I want to thank you for joining us because you are a great guest, and I really do enjoy what you do as well. Let's go to Ed in Florida. Ed, final caller for Ellen Watt.
Oh, nice. I squeezed in the last one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, first off, Jason, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Your movies, everything, top-notch, most respect to you. Now, for Alan, I know a few months ago I caught him on a show with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a comment about that a lot of the people that have been woke up, and it had something to do with allergies. And I wanted to know if you could comment on that, because I missed it, and I tried to catch it the next day, and I missed it again, and I've been boggling my mind forever.
All right, go ahead, Alan. You got about 90 seconds.
Yeah, very quickly. Arthur Koestler wrote about ways to lobotomize the brain physically. He worked for MI6. It's now declassified. He worked for the United Nations on that project, using chemicals and inoculations and so on. The stuff is meant to target the brain in certain people because of your genetic makeup. It will go to other parts of the body. You end up with massive allergies, but your brain is intact. It's that simple.
All right. Thank you so much, Alan Watt. It's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
I gotta wanna make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I wanna do is... FBI's most wanted list gets high-tech makeover out of Fox News, folks. We're going to do a little bit of a news blitz here, and then we're going to take your calls into the next segment. We'll do news blitzes, calls, 866-582-9933. This one's all Fox News. I just love this headline. It's so ridiculous, the first paragraph. If you've earned yourself a spot on the FBI's most wanted list, you have a lot more to worry about than these days than seeing your picture in your or on the wall or at the local post office. The agency has begun to use some very cool high-tech tools to capture fugitives and find missing persons, too. See, they started off with if you're on the most wanted list, and then they're saying if you're a missing person. It's for everybody. Everybody. It has designed a interactive iPhone-looking posters that bloggers and MySpace and Facebook users can embed on their pages to showcase the bad guys. They're going digital here. It's more than, you know, thumb scans, biometrics, iris scans. Sean Penn. Yeah. Is that Sean Penn at the upper right-hand corner? Oh, man. I got my producers pointing out. Yeah, well, it's... Well, I mean, you got Bin Laden, Sean Penn. I mean, they're trying to be kind of funny about it, but there's nothing funny about it at all. There are weekly podcasts, email alerts, and digital billboards posted across the country that have directly led to the capture of at least 70 fugitives. Here's my favorite part. Best of all, the high-tech crime-fighting costs almost nothing. And that's a good thing, since most of the agency's post-9/11 budget has been directed towards anti-terror operations. So now if you're a missing person... or you're on the FBI's most wanted list, you're automatically a terrorist in this post-9/11 world. You wonder why, almost 8 years later, I still harp on 9/11. I still say, you know, we need to expose this truth. It's because they use it all the time as an excuse to surveil, track, and trace us. Surveil, track, and trace us. So, I mean, go check out the whole article. It's pretty disgusting. I mean... They're just saying, hey, you know what? We're going to use the iPhone, we're going to use the apps, we're going to use the Facebook, and we're just going to track and trace everybody. That's the deal. We want a big old database. And this, you know, ties into a million other stories we've covered over at Infowars.com. I alluded to this one. Vaccine scare in the Ukraine threatens health. Rumors of Western plot. Death of teen cause families to reject shots. Death of teen? How about death of many? All right? I mean, give me a break. Hundreds of thousands of fearful Ukrainians have refused vaccines for diseases such as diphtheria, mumps, polio vaccine, caught with SV40 in it, hepatitis B, tuberculosis, whooping cough, and others this year, according to official estimates. Authorities have canceled a UN-backed measles and rubella vaccination campaign funded by U.S. philanthropist Ted Turner. Ted Turner, the guy who says we need to get rid of a bunch of these useless feeders. Do you understand? When a man says he wants to get rid of the useless feeders and he's offering to vaccinate millions of them, I wonder if there's an ulterior motive there. Unbelievable. In fact, can we get that, Jaron? A little Google of Ted Turner, useless feeders, please. I want people to know I'm not making this up. Listen, I know that, you know, he started TNT and TBS and they bought up TNN and now it's the Spike Network. But as soon as AOL and Time Warner got together, he lost a bunch of money and a bunch of power. Doesn't mean he's not a raving lunatic that wants to kill people. Because that's what he wants to do. I mean, we're going to bring that up. Ted Turner, useless feeders, and he's the one supplying the vaccinations. Gee, I wonder if the Ukrainians, after that bird flu scare in the bird flu vaccine, are onto something. We're going to go to Don, Dan, John, Mark, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients. as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And I can't help but wonder, no, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the pipe slowly? Did they sound the
all right, folks. I googled Ted Turner and useless feeders, and a bunch of the quotes came up, but I couldn't find the mainline article. But I'll show you something just as good, where Ted Turner talks about how overpopulation causes global warming, and this is going to create cannibals. Read in between the lines, folks. He's talking about overpopulation causing global warming, and it's going to turn us into cannibals. We got this thing going? We got audio for it? All right, give it away.
Will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 10, not 10, but in 30 or 40 years. And basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons, is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons.
And global emissions.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there were
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff. But if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
Are you listening to this, folks? I mean, give me a break. Read in between the lines. Do you even doubt that he made the useless feeders comment? He's talking about too many people are going to cause global warming. We're going to turn into cannibals. Utter Johnny nonsense in the first degree. All right, let's go through some of these calls. Let's go to Don in New York. Don, what's popping?
Recently, I noticed a bird that has upside-down wings pointed down. And it's interesting what it says on this new $20 bill here. It says, United States Federal Reserve System.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they usually say reserve note. Well, isn't it usually, oh, it's not saying bank anymore? It says system.
It says system.
Now, this is the latest 20 with all the colors?
You got it.
You know, I haven't seen this one because this is probably, this is what, third generation 20 after they made the big head? At first, they came in with the big head 20, and then after the big head 20, they put some more, like, embossed, kind of green on there over the $20 bill and everything else. And then the third generation one is they have that embossed ink, and then they have a stratosphere of colors. It's no longer just green. And you're saying that they've now taken it from bank and now system. You know, that's probably correct, because eventually we're not going to have dollars anymore. We're going to have a global currency and a carbon tax. So it will be a system, won't it?
Yeah. I'm well aware of that. I studied the education system shortly after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved with that a little bit, doing a little bit of research on that, and learned quite a bit. Still learning, by the way. But I'm very concerned about this with switching over to a bank to a system, which is, what's after system?
Well, it's a chip population where we're under a global worldwide mind is what they're calling it, and we're a subservient class to the elites who get to rule over us like we're dogs. It's a wonderful system, and I don't know why you're complaining, sir. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Dan in Florida. Let's bow down to our masters and make it easier for them, because you know what? We're scum. We deserve to live like slaves, obviously. We weren't born into royalty. We weren't born into wealth, so we should just cow down to those that were. All right, Dan, what's on your mind?
Okay, so they're going to stabilize the population. All right, I'm sure he means well with that statement right there.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I got a couple questions for you here tonight, man. They're actually pretty good ones. The first one's about 9/11. You sound like you're pretty much like an expert on that whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not a physicist, but when you go in and you start talking about that stuff, honestly, you sound pretty close to a physicist because you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, thank you.
As far as the video goes for the Pentagon, that where the plane was actually shown supposedly flying into the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've watched that several times, all right? I mean, can you tell,
There's a new one, right?
No, I haven't seen the new one, absolutely not.
Yeah, there is a new one. Again, there's no plane there, but you can see the explosion. It's want to see it's from the CIA base in Langley, Virginia. And you can see that there's definitely some frames missing from it. It's definitely a security camera, and you can see the explosion, but you see no aircraft coming in.
Okay, well, the one on Wikipedia.com, and as well as I think the one in Alex, one of his movies and things like that.
So that's the six-frame still shot, right? The one that's from the...
Yeah, it looks like the frames are missing as well. I mean, you can see it on the right-hand side come into frame, and then, bam, it's like it disappears, and then you just see the explosion all of a sudden.
Look, man, bottom line is that that you can see from the Pentagon that day, the overhead helicopter photographs, that there are cameras, CCTV cameras, on the top of the Pentagon. There would have been a straight shot to the baby maker, a front shot of that plane or whatever hit the building, okay? They could have released that day one, literally 30 minutes after the attack, just like the World Trade Center when we were seeing 30 minutes after the attack, we were seeing, you know, everything that was possibly out there. I mean, it took less than, I think, even with the first plane being recorded only by the Naudé brothers and one other person, we still saw that at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And for the Pentagon,
The thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. As far as that particular video I'm talking about, though, not the ones you're talking about, the one where you can see it like coming frame from the right-hand side, it's like the security camera on the guard post.
Yep.
I'm wondering if there has been any, like, Hollywood experts, some of the filmmakers and stuff like that. I mean, have they actually sat down and analyzed that piece of video footage to actually, you know, see what's going on with it?
I would say not the Hollywood guys, but there are definitely documentaries.
top experts.
And I would say no Hollywood guys, but I would say that there was that Dutch documentary out there that went through a lot of the things that we did in Loose Change Second Edition, not the Final Cut. Final Cut, we really went and talked to a lot more eyewitnesses, presented as much evidence as possible. But they talked to people, and when they were first shown the photographs, they were in shock, and then later on they said, no, this has to be a plane, blah, 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 blah. But in that same documentary, you had Danny Jawenko, who was this controlled demolition expert for over 27 years, look at the Twin Towers and say, no, that wasn't a controlled demolition, but then shown World Trade Center 7 for the first time, and there was no doubt in his mind that it was a controlled demolition, and he holds that to this day. I can't remember what that... Just look for the Dutch 9/11 documentary, and that one was actually about as fair and balanced as it can get for a mainstream news outlet.
All right, I just got a quick second question here, but I mean, as far as that video, just I want to say one more thing about it. I mean, it looks extremely sketchy, and they're on the news saying, oh, yeah, this is conclusive evidence that, you know, it was what we say it is, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what are you guys talking about? You know, that's not.
Well, you remember 5 years afterwards, or around 5 years afterwards, they said they were going to release another video that was going to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the plane had hit. And all they did was release those videos, and instead of the six frames, they released the whole thing. There was literally nothing different.
Okay. Yeah, it's all incredibly sketchy. Second, question here real quick. Obviously, we hear a lot of bad stuff about some of the political leaders and things like that, right? We hear a lot of bad stuff. A lot of this stuff is absolutely documented. A lot of them are totally corrupt. I understand that. But as far as when you go and you sit down and you eat dinner and you watch television, you watch these people on TV talking, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you don't get the vibe. You can't pick up the negativity from them through your television. It's almost like you're being hypnotized. I don't understand how they're actually able to do that through the TV. And from a technical perspective, because I know you get into some of the technical things with computers and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I did computer graphics before I started doing this stuff.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I know, but anyway, yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, from a technical perspective, is there a way they are literally letting you see what they want you to see, and are they doing it somehow where they're actually filtering out some information so you just can't, see their true persona, their true character, what they're really about, and things like that, or is there another thing? I mean,
no, it's more like they know how to shoot things. So in other words, when you're watching Obama last night, right? You're literally watching it as a spectator. The cameras are from a lower perspective. It's like you're sitting down and you're below, you know, the emperor. And if you just watch it, you're always looking up at a podium. You're always looking up at the authority figure. You're never looking down on them. It's never the only time it comes into eye level is like State of the Union. But then when you're watching it on that eye level thing, you'll also notice that you're not only seeing one podium, but you're seeing three pillars. And it's the brain is attracted to design. Okay, and it's just like any kind of a good design. You want to be front. You want one thing to focus on. So when Obama's up there, they want to show Obama. He's the centerpiece. They center him in the camera. They'll put it lower so you're literally looking up to him as the authority figure. You know, these are just tricks in editing. For instance, if I want to make somebody look smaller, I will shoot them from an upper angle. If I want to make it look like they're weak or they're powerless or you know, they're less authoritative. You shoot them from a downward angle, and they look much smaller and less imposing, and you really don't listen to what they have to say as much. It's all about positioning the camera and the lighting, and not only that, but, I mean, the makeup, too. I mean, they got, now with high-def television, you can really see it more and more, but they put these guys in full makeup. I mean, it is incredible to me that a lot of people can't see through their lives, but then, I watched did you watch the Obama thing yesterday?
Actually, no, I did not. I actually don't watch TV. I pretty much get all of my information almost from the alternative media.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I don't have cable. So.
Yeah, I do. And actually, we watched it off of Bunny Ears. And I got to tell you, even myself, I'm sitting there, I'm listening, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy is so much more well-spoken than the last guy, and man, he is just going to trip the population. So they have all these little camera tricks, but it always helps to have a good orator in there, and that's what Obama's about. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Bermers. We're going to go back to your calls in a moment, but I want to get through this one news story right here I have in front of me. Make sure I get through this. NATO needs better Afghan coordination, Obama says. And remember, I've been talking about this since the inception of the show and really, well, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, a redistribution of forces into Afghanistan from Iraq, but also a lot of NATO forces coming in. Again, this is about a Eurasian Union and global government. So it does not shock me that the president is calling for a bigger NATO presence and more NATO authority and us to work with NATO better in this region. U.S. President Barack Obama said on Wednesday his review of Afghanistan policy would call for better coordination between NATO members who have been criticized for having competing goals. See, we all have to have one goal. It is one world government. Analysts say integration between the 40 NATO allies and other nations with troops in Afghanistan is poor, while the overall command and control structure is unwieldy, challenging efforts to develop a coherent counterinsurgency strategy. We are confident that we can create a process whereby NATO, which is already strong, becomes stronger, where we become more effective in coordinating our efforts in Afghanistan, Obama told reporters. So again, this is about bringing in more NATO troops, more United Nations control in that region. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to John in Los Angeles. John, what's popping?
John in New Orleans.
Oh, John in New Orleans. I'm sorry. They had L.A. for me. That's all right, man. Yeah. What's up?
Oh, I want to tell you how bad it really is out here. You know, people are being enslaved already. Some don't even know they're being enslaved. You know, they got this virtual technology we call it embodiment. Some people are unaware of what they call it. Some people call it embodiment. Some people call it post-human. That's for the scientific people. But anyway, I was unaware of it, too. And then when I became aware of it, I can tell you what happened. They stuck an intelligence on me that supersedes the local authorities and tell them what to do, use them as thugs, and they want to control your life. Just tell everybody else, you hire him, don't hire him, rent to him, don't rent to him, stuff like that. You can't even see your own kids until they're old enough to know it's detrimental for them to even say anything. And that's how bad it is out here with the technology and how they're using it. And people are not aware. They're like departmentalized. Until you speak to them and tell them what's going on, you know, they're unaware.
Well, a lot of people are just, they're just totally and completely in denial that right now, the RFID chip is here right now in the GIVAC. They're talking about a national citizen electronic surveillance system where everybody will have to take part, and they're going to use the Department of Education to indoctrinate your 12-year-olds. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I thank you for the call. We got to jump to the next caller. We got full. Oh, sorry, buddy. We have full lines of a. You got it in before. Let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me? Okay, ready to check over?
Yep, you're all right.
All right, just checking because I use voice over internet. I wanted to talk about this health information technology plan that the administration is pushing. You know, I find this to be rather incredible. In fact, you're talking about vaccines earlier, you know, actually, there's a nexus between the whole vaccine issue and my understanding of how dangerous this whole health information technology program is going to be. I was on active duty in the Marine Corps from 1995 to 1999, served my entire time honorably, and just before I got out of the Marine Corps, in 1999, they had started the anthrax vaccinization program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got the first three shots out of the series, and then I got out of the Marine Corps through my whole time honorably. Nicest letter recommendation I ever got came from my company first sergeant. Well, I ended up with some health problems posterior to receiving the anthrax vaccine. I go to the VA, and when I began to draw the nexus between my health problems and the anthrax vaccine, the second I mentioned this, unbeknownst to me at the time, you know, the VA began to put a bunch of, sounds like we got music.
Yeah, but let me guess, we're going to come back to you after this, but let me guess, all of a sudden you might have PTSD, or you might be unstable, or you might be a schizophrenic. It's unbelievable. They're going to try to paint you up as mentally ill as soon as you challenge them on the fact they probably injected you with a virus. I mean, it's unbelievable. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call line is 866-582-9933.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're going to go back to Mark in Georgia, who was talking about this health information technology program and how when he was becoming ill and he went to the VA and he mentioned that it might have something to do with the anthrax shots that he took, he was immediately looked upon differently. And why don't you finish the story up?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right here. In fact, you know, of course, they don't tell you what they're writing, but when I managed to get copies on medical records, some of which I actually had to go Freedom of Information Act to obtain, you know, my own medical records.
Wow.
I had to go FOIA, and the whole thing is about how they wanted to profile me because I believe that I have health problems from the anthrax vaccine, and mind you, a lot of my health problems are objectively verifiable. For example, I have hypothyroidism. Well, that took me 6 years to get diagnosed because I had to go outside the VA to get that diagnosed. They wouldn't even bother to run any tests or anything like that. The thing that gets me here is now the VA already uses a similar system. And this idea that you know, having a federalized database with our medical records is going to make the system efficient is just nonsense.
if the technology isn't in the right hands, i.e. the government, it's not, it's going to be used for inefficient reasons. You know, I can go to any VA and, I am not going to get, objectively, I'm not going to get any kind of real health care because it follows you to any VA you go to now. In fact, one thing that happened to me, I started to have, gallbladder attacks. Abdominal pains turned out to be gallbladder attacks, the most incapacitating abdominal pain in my life. I'd be down on the floor. I'd go into the, VA, that was on my head. I walked around for 3 years with a gallstone about half the size of a golf ball. I ended up having to get emergency emergency surgery outside the VA. But thanks to the VA, I walked around for 3 years with that sucker. Now, when we have this health information technology system in place, what's going to happen is, people are going to get labeled. They're going to have real problems, real medical problems. They're going to go into the doctor. It's going to be diagnosed as something in your head, something psychosomatic, and you're not going to be able to get any kind of objective second opinion. The government's going to have this information, and boy, they're going to use it against you. In fact, I lost a lot of my VA benefits because of what the VA did to me. For example, they kept saying, "Well, you're too disabled to go to college," for all their own foul reasons. So we're not going to give you your GI Bill.
Oh, my God. That is just unbelievable.
That's how bad it is. And it's so bad. Speaking of that particular issue, I kid you not, I go to the VA. I don't use the VA anymore because of this, but I went into the VA, explaining to my practitioner how bad I felt. The VA set me up to, arrange it so I couldn't get my GI Bill. Well, they don't bother to explicitly say what my delusions are because they can't. But what do they write in my medical record when I say that up? They just say, he's suffering from delusions of a persecutory nature.
Oh, my God.
This is objective. The VA, they're withholding my GI Bill. But
you see, what happens, folks, is when a criminal government comes into power and you have a legitimate grievance, they just say that you're mentally delusional, and they label you this way. And they don't want to own up to what they said they would give you when you signed up. They don't want to own up to, we're going to give you a college education. Yeah, we're going to actually take care of you medically. It's all a scam. A great call. Thank you so much, Mark. We got to jump to the next one. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Jason. Hey, I just wanted to ask real quick, and I had something I wanted to let you know about, too, in relation to Monsanto, but I wanted to ask you, first of all, I'd mentioned this before to you. Have you been able to contact Dr. Len Horowitz as far as having him as a guest on your show to talk about eugenics?
I think I ran it by Rob, but I'm not sure if he's called him. I know that he was on the phone with Tarpley for a while today, and I know that he's got Bannister in mind. I got to check. I give it to my producer, and he's running around producing my show and Alex's show. Yeah. I know that I also got I see that you want to talk about eugenics. I'm not sure if you were the one that asked me about the first eugenics program ever, but I did talk to Jones about that. And he said that the first eugenics programs did take place in England in the 1890s, and that the Carnegie Institute came out of that 20 to 30 years later.
That doesn't surprise me. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Rockefeller had their dirty hands in that, too.
Yeah.
They seem to have their hands in everything. The other thing I wanted to mention, I got kind of inspired tonight with the article on InfoWars, talking about this guy that said it's useless to grow gardens. Anyway, what I did was I wrote a very short poem called Tribute to the Nutri World Disorder. And what I did was I took all the letters of Monsanto GMO foods. So each of those letters makes the first line of each line in the poem, and here's how it goes. Megalomaniacal fragmentality, outlaws ruling against you and me. New World Order devil minions on the rise. Slickly packaged deception in disguise. Agri-terroristic eugenic soft kill. Narcissists hell-bent on doing their will. Tyrannical cult of the deadly seed. Oligarchy motivated by power and greed. Government corruption, their favorite food. Mutation nutrition from their labs spewed. Obsessed with making us all their slaves. Fueling their coffers and filling our graves. Opposed to the private organic farm, orgiastic penchant for our harm, diabolical purveyors of disaster, servants of Satan, their one true master.
Great poem, Stephen. Thank you for the call. We're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Zach in New York. Stephen's a really good caller. He calls in a lot. All right, let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, what's on your mind, man?
What's crack-a-lackin', G?
What is crack-a-lackin', my friend?
Hey, man, I wanted to ask you something personal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen your videos and whatever, but what got you into this? What's the motivation?
Sure. I've told the story on air before, but what really broke me into all of this, aside from being, I guess, semi-awake when I was a younger guy. I took AP history in high school, and my teacher was one of the few people that ever told me that the Federal Reserve was not federal and it was a private organization, and he was one of those guys that loved Andrew Jackson. I wasn't that awake. I did realize that our government probably had something to do with the Kennedy assassination. I was big into the History Channel and that sort of thing. I was not awake enough that on 9/11 I thought that the government had done it. I was awake enough that on that morning when Bin Laden was being accused, I did go out and say, man, this sounds a little early. You know, a crazy white guy, I was under the impression, you know, Timothy McVeigh had done OKC by himself. I'm like, a crazy white guy did OKC. It looked like there might have been bombs in the building, but that really just evaporated over time. I mean, it was in upstate New York. I started watching all this news. It really was the birth of the 24-hour news network because it was on every single station, whether it was MTV or VH1. It was news 24 hours for the first week. And then I jumped over to MSNBC and CNN Headline News and even Fox News for a time period. I mean, I was really huge into Fox News. And it wasn't until about 6 months, 7 months after the attack, I went to my old high school, and it was about an hour away from where I was living, and I went there for a men's night basketball game because some of my friends had graduated college with me, and they had gone on to become teachers at my old school, and on top of that, I used to play ball with some of my old teachers anyway. So I go there,
You're
I'm
shorter,
playing ball.
How tall is
I'm only 5'10". Yeah, but I mean, I'm also come from a small high school, so I could play ball at 5'10",
That's
you know
great.
What I mean? Yeah. So anyway, I go into... I go into the locker room where I used to suit up for soccer games and baseball games and all this stuff, and the school had kind of been redesigned, but this was a school for 12 to 18-year-olds. It was a middle/high school. And in the urinals was a picture of Osama bin Laden, and it said Operation Enduring Freedom on it. And you were basically peeing on his face. And, I mean, immediately in my brain, I just thought to myself, man, when I was a kid and Russia was the enemy, and we were literally doing nuclear duck and cover drills, or we would go out in the hallway and do the duck and cover stuff, I'm like, I never saw Gorbachev in the toilet. And it just sprung into my mind that this is probably the biggest piece of propaganda to the youngest audience of my lifetime. And I better damn well know that this guy did it. So I went home that night. I drove an hour home, and I was just really upset. And I'm like, I need to make sure that they're not lying to me about this because we're about to go into Iraq. And, I mean, they were beating the war drums even then. And
okay,
I
don't mean to interrupt you, but how did you get into the you became an activist. I mean, you made
sure. Well,
video.
These are the
video
steps.
Video woke me up, and I'm just...
Sure. So the next thing I do is when I get home is I find a 40-page timeline. It's called www.911timeline.net, and it's not the Paul Joseph, or not the Paul Joseph Watson, the Paul Thompson timeline that everybody talks about. This was the Mark R. Else's 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. timeline, and I'm reading through this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, and it's linking me to the NORAD page where they're giving, you know, three separate timelines of why they didn't
bring
it
back.
Yeah, this is just nobody, this is before, dude, this is before YouTube existed, okay?
Oh,
this is back when, Napster was still around, and there was a few like file share programs out there like Kazaa and Morpheus that you could download crappy WMVs.
I'm familiar, old
real media videos. This is so I read this thing and I am like, oh my God, I need to start proving this stuff wrong. So then I start downloading videos on my own. You know, some of the videos that you saw in Loose Change Second Edition. You know, the puffs of smoke coming out. I didn't come into controlled demolition until later. The eyewitnesses to bombs. And my mind is being blown. I'm just like, oh my God. So, you know, at this time, I still don't even have a day job. I'm still working like 50 hours a week at a pizza place. You know, I'm a nighttime pizza guy on a bar strip. And I'm trying to be a graphic designer. Yeah, exactly. So no one's listening to me. You know, all my friends think I'm nuts. I'm literally I'm in my college town. I'm no longer in college. And I'm in a fraternity there, and like the pledge masters are telling the younger guys that are pledging the fraternity not to listen to me because I'm the crazy guy that, you know, is just ranting about things. You know, he talks about all sorts of conspiracies. So I started what really is now commonplace. Before it was commonplace, before there were even DVD burners around, when a DVD burner cost $200 and discs were still 10, I was using CDs, little 700 megabyte CDs, and I was burning just small compilation discs of information that I had found, videos I'd found on the net, and then organizing them in folders and telling people to take a look at them and showing them what, you know, it meant. So well, I did this for like two years.
Personally, you've been inspired. You know, that's just my theory, but...
Yeah, I mean, well, dude, the problem, Lynn, is no one's looking out for me except for me, looking out for number one. And when I thought to myself, you know, not only does this encroach on me, but my family and my future way of life, I freaked out. I'm from New York. You know, I've been inside the World Trade Center. Yeah. And I, you know, as a kid, going into, I used to go to Brooklyn a lot. I had a great aunt that lived on Flatbush Avenue. And wherever you were, any borough, you could always see the Twin Towers. When you were right up against them, especially as a little guy, you look up at these things and you could get vertigo. And they were just such a symbol to me. Am I wrong? Yeah. I mean, they'd pierce in together and you'd be like, whoa, this is just so crazy. And you go inside and it's a city within a city. It's just the, it was just one of those great realities that this is a special place in the world. This is a one of a kind place. And for them
what you did is, I think you've been used as a vehicle. I mean, that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Not that you had anything to do with it, but you are a vehicle for this information. And
well, you know, it's all snowballed to me. It's all kind of come into play. I mean, for instance, I mean, I went from just handing those DVDs out to getting a desk job, and then still doing the pizza job. And it was because of that desk job and the pizza job together that I got involved in Loose Change. It was literally because I was telling everybody about this stuff that my delivery guy comes in one day. And he tells me, now the first Loose Change was made by Dylan Avery alone, and Corey Rowe was over in Afghanistan. Those are the other two guys that did this.
Oh, yeah.
So Corey really didn't have anything to do with it other than producing it, and Dylan had done this 60-minute documentary by himself. So I had, you know, been pretty vocal in the community, and a lot of people knew who I was just based on, you know, there's the crazy guys thinking 9/11 was an inside job, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So my delivery guy comes into me, and I thought that the movie had been made totally by DC kids, because Dylan was in DC when he had made it. And he comes in and he goes, you know, I went to high school with Corey Rowe and Dylan Avery, and they're going to be coming back to make another edition of that Loose Change movie. And I'm like, get out of here. You're full of it. He's like, no, I can call him up right now, and he'll come in and meet you. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, go ahead and do it. Corey comes in. I talk to Corey for an hour. The next morning, I had the script for the second edition in my hands to go through and edit. Later in the week, I met Dylan Avery. I started giving them videos. I started printing up business cards. I started printing up covers for the second edition. And all of a sudden, I'm in the mix on this thing. And, you know, I've gone from making that film into making Loose Change Final Cut, into making Fabled Enemies, and into doing radio shows, smaller ones than this, and now doing this radio show 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week. And I do this stuff because it's real. You know,
I
wish it wasn't.
I'm just saying that I think you've been touched by hope, you know, God and whatever. I mean, not that you don't want to do this, but I think you're a vehicle, and as we, you know, anyone who's in that, just like Alex and whoever, you may not want to do it, but you have to do it.
Oh, I feel like there's nothing else for me to do other than this until we win.
That's
what
intrigued me. Because what is the driving force? Because I mean, you're really putting a target on yourself. I myself am vocal, and it intrigues me as to what motivates you.
Well, you know what? The motivation. I thank you for the call, man. Is that I'm going to be getting up every day of my life, hoping for better. And hoping that we can change things, and hoping for better for myself. I mean, I grew up really poor, and I mean, not as poor as some people, I guess, but definitely, you know, not even close to middle class. And I still was grateful that I was born in this country, looking at third world nations and looking at the tyrannies that had happened in other countries and were happening in other countries. And I thought, you know, with my heart of hearts, that this truly was the land of opportunity. And I did believe that the government really did have the best interests at heart for us. And I thought this was a government for and by the people. And slowly, as those things were eroded and really crushed in my mind, I decided that there's no reason that I can't live my life like that country is still here and can't try to bring that country of greatness back and do what I can and be vocal about it. And it's by being a human being, it's by being vocal, that we are going to defeat these guys. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's poppin'?
Ah, well, God bless you, sir. Yeah, you know, like I say, I've been trying to help people understand that I believe, like I say, there's two different kinds of landmines we need to deal with. There's the informational landmines that we can just blow up by saying, well, here's what you should have known. And then there's the mental gymnastics. And I've dealt with neocons that would rather believe that those terrorists got extraterrestrial technology. They reverse engineered, and that's why it appeared that all those buildings came down at free fall speed. And of course, that same technology was used to make the wreckage from the Pentagon vaporize. And it's like, does reason have any traction with you people? Because, you know, it's like, well, we're not as bad as them over there. And it's like, yeah, and they say the same thing about you.
I want to hit that point. I'm going to hold you over because, you know, I was just talking about how I kind of came into this. And one of those websites that I did find back in the day was WebFerry. And I'm going to explain what that is and why it's significant after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back taking your calls after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now.
I love the road to sweet Athiaru, Haru. I love the road to sweet Athiaru, Haru. Road to sweet Athia, stick in the hand or drop in the eye. A doleful damsel, I did cry. Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
All right, folks, we are back. Oh, the great Dropkick Murphys. That's a special one coming at you Jaren style, and that's why it abruptly cut off there. But to go back to this story, and you know, you're talking about aliens or reverse engineering and all this stuff out there to discredit us. You know, before the YouTubes out there, when people were posting WMV files and all these other small files, there was a website I had come across outside of Phil Jahan's site, even before Phil Jahan's site, that it had really showed the different angles of the second plane, and it was in question whether it was United 175, and there was the big pod controversy, and I found that kind of enthralling because it did have a gray underside and what appeared to be a third large object the size of an engine in some of these videos, you know? And we could talk about the flash or whatever. Anyway, so I contact this person, and we're kind of going back and forth with a lot of the videos that were out there. And I had some she didn't have, and she had some I didn't have. So we had kind of like an email back and forth. Now, a couple years, 2-3 years pass by, and she goes from saying, you know, these are possibly remote-controlled jets or part of drills, stuff that is in what I like to call reality and based on evidence, into no planes, you know, video sharks, you know, chroma keys, TV fakery, and all this other stuff. So I shy away. Then I meet her in Chicago, and this woman is just certifiably insane. She's riding around on a bike. She has a half haircut. She's telling me how her nephew tried to have her committed. I mean, all these different things. So, I mean, it's not always COINTELPRO. Sometimes it is legitimate schizophrenics. And, you know, I'm not here to attack anybody. But when you put out that kind of information and you present yourself in a schizophrenic manner, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to, who are we at? We're at, I believe, Christian in Texas. Christian, what's on your mind, my man?
Oh, hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I guess, you know, I told the person I was going to talk about something else, but I guess I'll just tell you about the Houston 9/11 Truth movement.
Sure,
yeah,
man.
So I've been in it for about a year and a half. I used to live in Austin, so moved down here, and we're pretty active. We don't have that many members, about 20 people or so, but we do burn a lot of DVDs and, you know, do a lot of street functions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I had some other things to talk about, but I've sort of forgotten.
Well, tell people, I mean, we're in Texas right now. I've actually got an aunt out in Houston. She's probably not as awoken as I would like her to be. I plan on going out to Houston in the next couple of weeks. Tell people how they can get in touch with your org. Yeah, I do. And she's on my dad's side, so I really haven't seen her since I was about 16 years old. It's like almost, you know, it's like 13 years ago. And I've met my cousin now because he's out in Austin. But I plan on going out there, and, you know, yeah. I would like, if I can wake her up, to let her in on another truth movement, because this is for people of all ages. How can they contact you or join your group?
Oh, sure, right. So the website is houstontruth.org, and from there you can find out what our meetup is. You know, we also have a meetup site. And the HoustonTruth.org site has a lot of information. You know, we do, for people that live in Houston, there's this freeway 59, and there are these bridges over it. And we meet on the Mandel Bridge every Friday and, you know, hold up signs, whatever. And, we're able to get the message out to a lot of people because there's a lot of traffic there.
So, folks, if you're in the Houston area and you want to take part in something that's positive, it's HoustonTruth.org. You can get in touch with Christian or somebody else. Be proactive. That's all I'm asking. We're going to go to Dominic, Derek, and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
Rice is nice, but I will admit the rap pop pop. All right. Before we go back to your calls, we're going to be taking calls in the next segment. I want to do yet another news blitz. See, isn't this a great show? We do actual news. We have interesting guests on, and we take your calls. It is really a wonderful program. And if you want to support this wonderful program, you can go to theinfowarrior.com right now. And you can check out our affiliates page. And I believe you can email affiliates@gcnlive.com. There's a whole page dedicated how you can get involved, how you can pick up the program, how you can help support us. I promise you by the end of the week, there will be a podcast available if it's not there already. We have a sidebar where you can listen to older shows. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can see all the shows in all of their glory on the television set for the full 3 hours. We're really trying to jam-pack. I mean, we give you, think about it, there's 24 hours in a day, folks. We are giving you 7 hours of nonstop news and information, and we're not filtering it. This is the real deal news. This isn't the Johnny Nonsense Hour or the Pauly Propaganda Minute. This is the real deal, unfiltered, unscripted news. All right, I want to bring this one in there because this is actually a nice little story. It gives something I like to call hope to humanity, and it shows us, really, no matter how far we've come, we can only always learn more. New species found in Papua New Guinea. Jumping spiders, a striped gecko, and a chirping frog are among more than 50 new species discovered in Papua New Guinea. The creatures were found during an expedition in July and August in Papua New Guinea's Highlands Wilderness, and a total of 50 spider species, 2 plants, 3 frogs, and 1 gecko found on the expedition are believed to be new to science. Can you imagine it? Folks, it's 2009, and they're finding 50 new species in one small area. It really shows how minute we are in the universe and how much we have to learn, and really how you can never stop learning. Anybody who thinks that, you know, there's a time when you know it all, and that's just not the case. You can be 85 years old, think you've seen it all, and you haven't. That's just the bottom line. We're human beings. We're meant to learn throughout our lifetimes. Lawmakers soften opposition to bonuses, and this is going to go in with the same with this story over here. AIG execs in Europe resist returning bonuses. Yeah, 20 guys are basically saying straight up, no dice, even though most of the AIG guys that said they were going to give part or half of their bonuses were full of nonsense. They weren't really planning on doing it. They were going to give a small portion back of what they stole. But the people in Europe are lawyering up, and it doesn't look like they're going to have to lawyer up too hard. The lawyering up article, that's out of Reuters right there. The other one, lawmakers soften opposition, that's out of MSNBC. Let's read a little chunk of that. Remember, folks, we were the ones that broke the story over at Infowars.com that they put a loophole in so they could keep their bonuses. We told you, the bonuses were only for the smaller banks. The big banks get to do what they want, okay? They knew they put it in. Dodd knew they put it in. Mainstream press now. Mainline. House lawmakers are softening their stance on denying bonuses to employees of bailed-out financial institutions after President Barack Obama warned them against alienating the industry. See, he says one thing, the administration does the other. It's like clockwork. Less than a week after pushing through legislation to impose a 90% tax on the bonuses, the House Financial Services Committee planned to advance a considerably milder proposal that would let Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner block any payments he considers unreasonable or excessive, which means nothing, because Geithner's as corrupt as the rest of them. He's the one talking about considering the Chinese global currency. Folks, it's the U.S. Treasury Department that's telling the IMF to print a global supercurrency for quantitative easing. Mainline reports. We'll be back after this with your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the drink flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back this Wednesday evening, March 25th. We're going to go to your calls. Let's go to, I believe we are on Dominic in New Jersey. Dominic, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Jason, I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions, okay? Have you heard, do you have any knowledge about a law that Obama is supposed to considering, when they take the census next year, if you have too many rooms in your house, that you have to bring people in that have no income, just like communist Russia, and you cannot charge them any money?
I have not heard of this. I wouldn't be surprised if they snuck it into some kind of a bill, perhaps this GIVE Act that we've been talking about that calls for a national conscription of all 12-year-olds into community service and brigades and a call to service on September 11th, making that a holiday, and then the citizen verification system where everybody, it seems like, is going to have to be electronically verified in this country. I have not seen anything that will require people with extra places in their homes to take in vagrants yet, but it wouldn't be shocking. I mean, this is socialism. I mean, that's why that's on the cover of Newsweek a month ago with a red hand shaking a blue hand, letting people know we're all socialists now. So have I seen any evidence of that? No. If you can provide me with any kind of documentation on it, I will look into it.
Jason, before you go, above the youth brigades, can you tell me, okay, how is this going to work?
Yes, I can.
How long will the young people be able to serve? And if they are in school, will they have to quit school?
No. This is how it works. If you're in school, okay, yeah, starting with middle school,
yeah,
and you're in middle school, you will have to do 50 hours of community service per year. Now, what they'll do is they'll set up things like soup kitchens, or they'll set up, clothes drives and those types of things to start it out to make it look like it's a good thing. And then it'll progress into, you can help with the FEMA camps, or you can help with these tattletale squads. You can go door to door and take surveillance and all that other stuff. But that's 50 hours for the middle schoolers. Now, when you hit high school in this bill, it says you have to do 100 hours. So you kind of come up. As you get older, you take more responsibility. You probably get involved in more intricate programs. Now, you get out of high school. This bill calls for mandatory secondary schooling afterwards. Now, whether that be you're in college or you're in a trade school or something else the government sets up, probably through Homeland Security. So, in other words, secondary school will be mandatory. You will no longer be able to drop out of high school either. That's what Obama literally said, that the country was going down because of our high school dropouts. That's the reason that the country is failing. That's why we're having this economic downturn, because people are dropping out of high school. Give me a break. And he said that would no longer be an option. Now, once you get into college, let's say you take that other route, you don't go to the second, you still have to do 100 hours of service. And let me just read section 1801, an amendment to subtitle H, just to give you an idea of how they're going to masquerade this as a good thing. And they're going to say that they need this, a call to service campaign. This is section J of that subsection 1801. Not less than 180 days after enactment of this act. So in other words, they're not going to waste any time. Mm-hmm. We're talking less than 6 months. The corporation shall conduct a nationwide call to service campaign to encourage all people of the United States. So in other words, if you don't fall into this middle school, high school, college category, they're still going to try to recruit you. You know what I mean? They can pull a lot of stuff with our young people because people are so blind and they're saying, you know, this is a call back to Kennedy and all this national service. It's total bull. People of the United States, regardless of age, race, ethnicity, religion, or economic status, to engage in full or part-time national service. You see this? It says full-time. Do you understand what that means? In other words, they're going to offer people who don't have jobs because the economy sucks jobs with this National Service Corps. And if you can't do it full-time, you can still do it part-time. It's going to be very appealing to people that are hungry. It's going to be very appealing to people that can't pay their mortgage. And on top of that, when this is going to launch, guess when they're going to launch this? They're going to launch it as a National Day of Service on September 11th.
Oh, God.
It's right here. It's in Section K, September 11th, Day of Service, Federal Activities. The corporation may organize and carry out appropriate ceremonies and activities, which may include activities that are part of the broader call to service campaign in order to observe September 11th, National Day of Service and Remembrance at the federal level. So they're not only taking September 11th, they're making it a National Day of Service and Remembrance. It's not just a holiday. It's not a day off of work. It's a day where you're expected to work for the state. How sick is that? The state helps carry out the terror attack here in the U.S., and less than 10 years later, they're going to indoctrinate you into a state-run program under the guise of 9/11. It is stomach-churning.
Jason, I was in New York, okay, when this happened. I'm Italian. I've been in this country since I was 15 years old, and I love this country. And I can tell you that I was right there when this happened. And there's no way that the planes, okay, crashed those towers. There were bombs exploding all over.
That's right.
They were brought down demolition style, and it's like I'm impressed how people can be gullible. When they hear something repeated over and over again, they will believe it. Actually, they'll believe it.
Yeah, it's conditioning, and we talked about that. It's conditioning through repetition. And that's something we talked about with Alan Watt in the first hour. If you missed it, I hope you catch the podcast. I thank you for the call. Great caller right there. Wonderful call. Just top notch. I mean, you know, he didn't quite understand how the youth brigades are going to work, so we read him a part of the Give Act. And then this really hasn't been explained, that they're going to try to integrate September 11th and that tragedy into this bill and this National Day of Service. So when I go out to New York City with my thousands of people, my group, it's not even mine, it's ours, and we're wearing Investigate 9/11 t-shirts. Now we're going to have some, you know, punk kids in Up With Obama shirts telling us that we're criminals and we're terrorists. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Derek in Massachusetts. Derek, what's on your mind?
Yo, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Yo, how you doing, man? I'm what you call a newly awakened and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Manhattan, up South Manhattan, Washington Heights, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people's aware of what's going on. And like, I just recently called Hot 97. You just know what Hot 97 is, right?
No, of course. Hot 97 is the big hip hop station, both on.
I just finished calling them up, and I just wanted to ask them who was broadcasting, what was going on, and they was like, Funk Flex is on. And I was like, you know, can I speak to Funk Flex? I want to talk about the New World Order and the elite and these banking guys and all this stuff that's going on, because I just recently found out about this. Like, mm-hmm. in 96, I didn't heard about it, and I just thought, of, like, this people's crazy. Yeah? Hello? Can I hear you?
Actually posted an Obama thread. Did we just drop him by chance? No, we didn't drop him. We'll keep going. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, you're still here. So they had this Obama thread on there, and the Obama deception was part of that thread, but I haven't seen anything else. You know, sometimes you just gotta tell the screen or something else.
To me, like, everybody's more concerned about hearing about Alex Rodriguez, and like, they got the whole everybody confused. Like, everybody cares about Rihanna and Chris Brown, but as soon as I start talking about this, everybody be like, oh, this guy's crazy. So how are we supposed to wake up America?
Well, the thing is that we have to, all right, I'll tell you what we have to do, and I thank you for the call. You know, Loose Change was successful because it spoke to a hip-hop society, at least the second edition. Loose Change Final Cut was successful because it grew up a little bit and it reached out to the soccer moms. You have to take what's out in pop culture and reach out to people through that if that's what they're interested in. We live in a very pop culture-absorbed society. Oh, Britney's got a new album out. Oh, Rihanna got beat up by Chris Brown. Oh, you know, Alex Rodriguez is on the juice. Oh, he's banging Madonna, who's into the Kabbalah. Ooh, you know, all this Johnny nonsense. But if you can pull somebody in through that same Johnny nonsense, through a recording artist, you know, I'm more into, as far as rap goes, I mean, if you want to pull them in through hip hop, Immortal Technique is the way. I mean, Immortal Technique is a great rapper, got some great songs out there, great messages. And you say, hey, man, you check out that line right there? Yeah. And then you put a little knowledge on them. You say, all right, this is what that line means. And then maybe you give them a DVD. Listen, a lot of people ain't going to read. A lot of people aren't going to take it unless you put it in front of your face. You know, throw a party at your house. Put some of these movies on in the background. Get it in their head. Have DVDs on hand while you're at your house. Burn. Ready to hand out to people. It's an info war, man. And we've got to use the tools that we can that are around us. And the cheapest tools are burning DVDs, sending internet links. And that's why they're trying to attack the net. That's why they're trying to attack films with this Hillary the movie before the Supreme Court, where they're going to rule whether or not you have the freedom to make the movies you want when involved political figures. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's jump to Steve in Texas. Steve, what's on your mind, man? Yes, Steve.
Really quick, but I got some good news for you really quick. You are the number 5th most listened to on Shoutcast right now.
Heyo! You know, I looked at my Shoutcast numbers, and they are starting to go up, and that is encouraging. You know, it's nice to know that we do have a large internet base, but we want to make it bigger, man, and we want to get people, you know, it's not about preaching to the choir, it's about bringing more and more people in, and more young people, more and more old people, but trying to get on those AM and FM affiliates, and the internet, this is another reason that they want to shut down the net. I mean, right now, well, on the East Coast, it's after midnight, and a lot of people are listening to, you know, the Top 40 radio or that sort of thing. I'm wondering, am I the only talk show online right now in the top 5?
You are, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, right now, internet style, I'm number 1 in talk radio. It's unbelievable. Little old me. And it shows that we can make a difference. And this, I'm going against, you know, again, top 40 stuff, you know, the hottest rap tracks, the hottest rock tracks, stations that people tune into constantly to listen to these things. They just put them on loop and leave their computer alone. So it shows that we can have an impact. The question is, how do we make that impact larger?
Yeah, I agree. Well, actually, looking at it under talk, there are two GCN links and then one Alex Jones link, and the Alex Jones link, which is your link, is 2,900 listeners. GCN has two GCN streams, about 300.
All right, we're going to come back to you in a second, Steve. We're going to talk about a little bit about Shoutcast and really the internet revolution, how it's changing the way that we receive information, folks. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord,
trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
So we truly are exploding here at Infowars.com on the internet. And, you know, that's why China, you know, and other countries around the world, Australia, and even this one, are censoring the internet. And the story today that China has just totally and completely abolished YouTube is incredible. I mean, YouTube is essential for finding things on the spot. I mean, without YouTube, I wouldn't have been able to show you Ted Turner saying, you know what, we need a sustainable population, and it's overpopulation is the reason that global warming's happening, and eventually we'll have people in the streets eating each other. You understand how ludicrous that sounds? I mean, how do you feel, Steve, about the fact that YouTube is now banned in China?
I think it's abhorrent. It's disgusting. I'm surprised they were able to get away with it, but since it's a communist nation, it's not too surprising, I guess.
Yeah, but they are the model. I mean, they're the model for this globalist architecture, and if they're doing it there, eventually it's going to be done here.
It would have to be. That'd be the only way they'd be able to push through their agenda without freedom of speech being exposed every day.
Absolutely, man. And YouTube is so important for what we do here, because we're not able to go through mainstream media outlets. You know, this Hillary the movie, as far as I know, I just went on the web because I just popped into my mind how important it was for me to see this film that the Supreme Court is ruling on. But apparently they tried to release this in theaters in February, and it was just completely and totally blocked. And I know that it's not out on DVD yet. I'm pretty sure it's only available on the web if you know where to look. So I'm going to try to grab this thing, and I'm going to try to watch it and see how scathing it is. Because there's been a lot of documentaries out there that, you know, aren't done by Alex Jones, aren't done by myself, that do really supersede the mainstream media and still have an air of credibility because of the production value. And a couple of those that I'll mention are Running with Arnold. This is all about Arnold's run for governor. It goes over his Nazi ties, his ties to the gay porn industry, how he was a houseboy for one of these guys who was, you know, owner of these magazines. It's a pretty incredible documentary. And then on top of that, Naomi Wolf just came out with a documentary based on her book, End of America. And the only thing it falls short on is calling 9/11 a false flag operation. And it kind of whitewashes 9/11 at the beginning, but the next thing they talk about is the Reichstag fire. And so it lets you know that at least that is in their mind. And then the other 10 things they go through is just unbelievable. It is just, it's a great film. I'm giving it the 2 thumbs up. I want people to check it out. And I want you to check out all these movies that they're trying to censor. I mean, there's a reason that America Freedom to Fascism is in the MIAC report as a terrorist document. It's because it's a movie that wakes people up to the evils of the Federal Reserve.
Definitely. If I could, I just pick the brain with two other quick things, if I could, before I go?
You got it.
I know Alex Jones. I'm getting kind of concerned over my ISP. It's currently AT&T, and I had a phone conversation with their tech support that kind of disturbed me the other day. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was kind of curious. I know Alex Jones was offering an ISP service. It was kind of expensive, but it was supposedly secure. And
I don't know if they're doing that anymore, because I know what you're talking about. Through Infowars.net, we were offering, and that was way before even I was working here full-time. This is right in the launch of it. We were offering your own website through our secure server. Now, I know that we've probably tripled the amount of servers since that came out in about 05, 06. They offered that. I don't think that they can offer that anymore, and it wouldn't matter, because you know what? The FBI has been in here. They asked for access to our servers. I really can't talk about it much more than that. But,
right.
You know, I mean, they gave us a subpoena. The fact that AT&T openly is going through all of your emails, all of your phone conversations, and it's all going through into a special... Have you seen that video of the whistleblower on Keith Olbermann talking about how he was the one setting up the Ethernet cables in the secret room for them recording every single piece of information? And this all ties in with the Israeli spies using Amdocs and Comverse to really surveil all of our movements, all of our electronic signals, whether it be from our telephones, our emails. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask you that. And one more quick thing, then, before I go. on the Obama deception, I just got the DVD in the mail today.
All right.
And the quality is superb. I'm glad I waited for the DVD before I burned copies.
Mm-hmm.
And the layout of the DVD menu is nice. I like that. The extras are great. The download on planet.tv to have the extras, the DVD does, and it's great. So,
well, thank you, man. Hey, I'm glad you waited. I know it took a while to get it out there, but this is a top-of-the-line product, and we put it out as quickly as possible. It's the Obama Deception. You can get it over at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or you can check out my little blog spot, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee, you are all going down. And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going through your calls. Let's go through another story because I don't want to miss any of my stories. I've probably got like, what do I have? I got like four or five stories, and this is the long segment. We're going to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. The future, according to Wired, and the reason I grabbed this is because Wired is now going into the UK, and they had a big prediction thing. And although some of the predictions seem like really just asinine stuff like extraterrestrials will be found by 2028. They did put out some stuff that was probably correct. AIDS vaccine will be developed by 2024. That's probably true. They will say they have an AIDS vaccine. It'll probably kill a bunch of people. Remote control surgery and male birth control by 2020. I could see that as well. Pocket camcorders that allow people to quickly record video and upload it to the web that already exists. It's called an iPhone. That's maybe 2 years away from everybody having that. They think that scheduled television is dead because people want to watch TV online. That's a possibility, but there will always be live sports events. And really, for people to sell advertising, it's a lot easier if there's a weekly time slot, and I feel like people are weaned on that. Although there will be a lot more on demand, I think that they're going to keep TV as well. This is one that I don't think is going to come true. Credit crunch will lead to fundamental shift in our banking systems. That part is true. This part's not. With people choosing to borrow from and lend from one another using websites such as Zopa.com rather than to trust big banks. I doubt that'll ever happen. And then one of the more interesting ones, your house could have Twitter feeds telling you how much energy it's using. Since the carbon credit system will be in place in the future, and it's all about this new energy system, they're really putting an emphasis on that, how you have to be hooked into how much energy your house is using every day. Bunch of ridiculousness is what that is. All right, what else do I have in front of me? We talked about this one. London police encourage citizens to report contents of each other's bins to prevent terrorism. This one's off Infowars.net by Steve Watson. It is an article really going over how all these different programs are trying to bring in, you know, people to rat you out, tattle on you, report suspicious activities. You know, if you have a cell phone, you're a terrorist. If you're driving a van, you could be a terrorist. If you have a bag, you could be a terrorist. Then they have, like, the secure beneath the watchful eyes, and the eyes are all over. It's all about, you know, oh, that's a 2003 one. I see them in the airports. That little eye is everywhere. You know, who owns this bag? If you suspect it, report it. Because, you know, there's so much white Al-Qaeda out there. There's so many terrorists. I mean, there's a million people on the no-fly list. There must mean there's a million people who are terrorists. So obviously, the government loves us. Obama to tell bankers we're all in the same boat. You see, Obama's coming out. See, the banks are suffering too. No, we're not all in the same boat. These guys are looting us for trillions and buying up infrastructure. Total and complete lies. Nothing but rhetoric. But because it's served up by an intelligent man with a charismatic personality who can speak to an audience, people will believe it. Yeah, exactly. Lincoln's behind him. Paul picks that up. He's like, look at that. Obama's looking all concerned. And then and you notice they're in the similar poses, too. Lincoln isn't looking up. He's looking down like it's a serious situation. And Obama's got a little bit of a grimace on him. He's like, you know, that's a good observation. Big ups to Paul for picking that one up. And again, IBM to cut 5,000 jobs in the U.S. You know, every week or so, I'm going through the major layoffs. That's actually a small layoff compared to some of the other companies like Circuit City that had to go under, you know. All right, let's go to our callers, Eddie, Brian, Ryan, and more. Let's go to Eddie in Massachusetts first. What's on your mind, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing, Jason? I just wanted to say, can you hear me first of all?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say you and Alex are doing a great job, and everybody back there is doing a great job. First thing, 2 weeks ago, I went to go walk my dog early in the morning, got ready. It was like 7:30 in the morning. And, you know, I was on my days off. I don't usually do this, but someone told me, hey, go walk him. So I get downstairs, and the dog gets on the porch, and I go to walk forward, and he doesn't want to go. I'm like, what's going on? Come on. I'm like, okay, come on. I push him forward, but he's like, nah, I don't want to go. He's holding back, so I yank him forward. I'm like, come on, we're going to go for work. Early in the morning, we're going for a walk. So we're walking, walking, we turn a corner. I look up, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, that looks kind of familiar. I see one streak of a line, and then, you know, I'm paying no mind. Mm-hmm. Walking up the corner, I look up again, I see another streak. And those two streaks are like leading like sort of like an A. I know everyone's seen the Fantastic Four and how, you know, the torch does that little forward circle. Well, this was, I swear to you, no lie, it was an A.
But it looks like the anarchy symbol, right?
I'm telling you, it was a V. It was like a V and...
Well, it's the cross-hatching, dude.
The H goes straight down. It went straight across with an A, but it had no circle. And I'm looking at it, and all of a sudden, you know, I keep on looking across the sky, and it was like a mist over. So I'm like, oh, this has to be nothing but chemtrails.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Listen, they do the chemtrail. Go ahead.
It didn't hit me at first. I'm sorry, but it didn't hit me at first. But I'm like, the dog must have sensed it in the air, and that's why he didn't want to go outside.
It's a possibility, man, but the problem is that this is happening everywhere, and they're still denying that chemtrails even exist in most circles, even though there's Discovery Channel's specials on it, even though I think it's CaliforniaSkywatch.org, Rosalind Peterson has done extensive research on it. She's taken samples after the chemtrails. She's found out that it contains high levels of barium and aluminum oxide. So this is a heavy metal type substance, the same stuff that you would use for weather modding. And what they do is they disperse this thing in crosshatch patterns in lines. And a lot of times you will see that anarchy type A just because of the way that they go across each other.
Yeah, but you know, it was really strange because, you know, they're doing this, you know, to me it seems like they're doing this early in the morning because you don't see this in the afternoon or during the late, you know.
Well, where I am, dude, you see it all day.
A lot of people out there, they're going to see it. They're going to be like, oh, my God. I mean,
you would think that, man?
It was by coincidence.
Listen, bro, I got my friends calling. Listen.
I was like, wow.
I thank you for the call, Eddie, but I got to tell you, man, I get calls from my buddies in Long Island all the time going, they're spraying all over here, you know. Paul Hartman, who works here, you know, who didn't know anything about chemtrails. We can step outside. Last week, how many times did we step outside, Paul? And it was just serious. I mean, 3 or 4 times last week, right? Yeah, I'm getting the head shake. So you have to kind of make somebody aware about these things for them to click, because we all grew up with chemtrails, you know, seeing a plane go by, seeing a small, you know, white mist behind it, but it would follow the plane. You know, it would dissipate almost immediately. And then about 5-6 years ago, it started to get more and more of a program where it wouldn't dissipate, and you'd see lines in the sky. And then those lines would fade out into these clouds, this mist. And now, you know, the powers that be are trying to tell us that this is a secret NASA program to protect us from global warming. Remember, according to Ted Turner, who provides all these vaccinations for people in the Ukraine, global warming is caused because there's too many people on the planet. We're a bunch of useless feeders, and we need a sustainable society. And what was it, a sustainable population as well? Was that the term he used? You know what? Bring it up. We're going to play it again this segment. Can we bring up the Ted Turner nonsense? Yeah, let's bring that up. All right, we're going to take one more call before we go to the Ted Turner thing, and then we're going to go to more calls. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, what's pop-a-loppin'?
Hey, man, you're putting the pressure on me. Oh. Poor Ted Turner, oh, God. I've never slept with, what's her name, Jane?
Jane Fonda. Well, she is a 70-year-old woman now, 70 plus.
That's hot. But anyway, I wasn't going to talk about the chemtrails, but oh, my God, you know, in Utica, I mean, it's been, like, freaking unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. No, they're in upstate New York all over, man.
I'm
upstate
serious.
Guy.
I dragged somebody out of work today, and I said, you know, we've been talking about things, not getting heavy into the conspiracy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of parapolitics stuff, just kind of maybe both parties are controlled by the same people. Yeah, exactly.
Right. But I took her outside and said, look at this. And there were planes going crisscross in the sky right in front of where we work.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, you know. And then she looked into it last night, and then she said today, like, wow, man, you know. She was, like, freaked out. She had never gone on Google, and she had never seen any of the videos or anything.
Well, the awakening process is tough. I mean, I remember, you know, being awake to some things, 9/11 being one of them, and some of these NWO subjects. But then I came across, you know, an Alex Jones presentation on vaccinations. And the last thing I wanted to believe was that there were cancer viruses in the vaccines.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, no, you know what? You know, Alex is great, but he's just too paranoid on this one. This just can't be right. And then I start looking in. I go to the website, and he's linking me back to the CDC pages, and they're talking about thimerosal being, you know, loaded with mercury, and I'm looking at the correlation between that and autism, and I'm starting to wake up, and I'm literally, my whole body is jumping up in chills.
Right.
And
now
I'm like,
listen to this now. Seriously, mm-hmm. Back in the 80s, I'm an old guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to then Governor Mario Cuomo.
Oh, Cuomo. I remember Mario.
That's Mario. And back in the day, our water bill said trihalomethanes This was printed on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, trihalomethanes are cancer causing, blah blah blah. This was every month, whatever the water bill, every 4 months or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whenever they billed you. But they acknowledged that the fact that these trihalomethanes were in your water and above the acceptable level. And so I actually called into Larry King back when he was just on the radio before he was on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Mario on, you know, as a guest. And I confronted him about that. And he said, well, we'll have, you know, so-and-so look into it. But, I mean, this was a common thing back in the 80s. Trihalomethanes were a, you know,
The 80s is also when they really started jacking the fluoride into the water, and God knows what else they put in. I thank you for the call, Brian. I mean, we found remnants of Prozac in the water. Obviously, there's a high fluoride level, mercury in the fish, mercury in the water. I mean, I wish that I could drink tap water, but literally now you can go from town to town. It tastes so different. You just don't know. I mean, how much chlorine is in there? What are they pumping into this stuff? And then I'm hesitant to drink the bottled water because it's by the soda companies that use high fructose corn syrup, and half of the high fructose corn syrup has mercury in them. That's why I'm glad we have the Ecola Blue here. I mean, driving me nuts. All right, let's play the clip. Let's play. This is Ted Turner talking about how climate change, a.k.a. global warming, is because of us. We're bad. Too many people.
Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter. In 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons
and global.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
Total and complete lies. Stabilize the population after a bunch of us have already died and the ones that are around become cannibals. Folks, if it got 8 degrees hotter, civilization isn't going to crumble. Life on the planet isn't going to end. Corn isn't going to stop growing. I'm pretty sure there are some 8-degree windows out there between corn crops. Okay? I'm sure there's corn growing in 65-degree weather. And guess what? 75-degree weather. I'll even say 85-degree weather. Let's take it to 95. I'm getting a no from Jaron, but he's just a disco party dancer. What does he know? All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, what is on your mind, sir?
Just a little bit of census in with a White House, you know, the big push you're trying to get. Well, mm-hmm. I think they're going to be using the Volunteer Corps in with a centralized citizens database, that they're going to be pushing that to really use that Volunteer Corps to do the census.
Well, you know what? They are right next to each other. 1710 is right next to 1801. It's right above it, and that's the Citizen Electronic Identification Act, and they talk about using the Department of Education and a private corporation. I forget which corporation it is that they want to use, but then the very next thing is the Civil Service Act and making 9/11 a day of civil service, and everybody being offered this civil service position, part or full-time. Full-time civil service positions. And people can't get it through their head that this is a privatized military force that they are trying to create domestically. That's what this is about.
Well, I know in Section 1710 it talks about a pilot program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you all talked about before, that, you know, they always institute a pilot program and then they already have it running, then all of a sudden they use that. Well, one of my thoughts and issues is, well, it's not going to be the regular census. They're going to be asking you a whole lot more questions, probably like, do you own firearms, what guns, political affiliation, to put into that citizen electronic database to actually start tagging people for that. So So
I agree. I think that that is part of it. I mean, when you have, you know, you're implementing it right after this is passed. I mean, literally, as soon as it's passed, they're going to implement it. And then no less than a 18-month period, they're going to be before Congress. I'm sure they would like to be before Congress before 18 months. And then whatever they propose, they're going to push through. That is the MO of every administration in the last 40-plus years, ever since Kennedy was killed. Once you start hearing about this legislation, if the president doesn't pass it this time and his administration doesn't, the next guy passes it. I mean, that's right. How it goes. I mean, this is just an extension. This is an extension of each presidential administration. They just put new frontmen in every 4 to 8 years.
And to go on to what the other people said about chemtrails, mm-hmm. chemtrails are all over Kentucky also. I'll see the difference between the contrails and the chemtrails. I actually saw a chemtrail sputter out where they quit. It just actually stopped. And also about the global warming, I took a meteorology class, and my professor actually said that global warming was a sham, and that it happened like every 100,000 years. We went through a cycle of warming and cooling, and they were actually kind of at the end of an ice age because we still have glaciers.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
Just natural for us to get warmer.
Well, what happens is the sun heats up, and you can see this by the amount of sunspots there. And have you seen the Great Global Warming Swindle yet?
No, I haven't.
It is the best documentary documenting the fact that they were teaching global cooling to our parents, or my parents, back in the day. And now it's about global warming. And they go through what the real climate change cycles is and what its relation to CO2 is. And guess what? There is no relation. The CO2 follows the warming trends. It's not the other way around. I thank you for the call, Ryan. We're going to come back to the final callers after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
I never
of remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within. Eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with sash dipped with batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal. Eat them seeds, they my own kind, I'm a cannibal. My regiment salute me, haters wanna shoot.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. Remember, we put up the replays over at theinfowarrior.com. You can check out everything over at YouTube a couple days later. They're usually posted in smaller segments. There's a few full ones on Google Video. Or you can get it in high quality over at prisonplanet.tv and support the operation here at the Command Center in Austin, Texas. All right, I got a few calls. I'm going to try to get through all three. Give you about 60 seconds each, guys. All right, let's go to Jay in New York. Jay, you are on the line.
Hey, what's up, guy?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I want to talk about I want to know, I have a quick question about I stumbled upon the 1619 Symphony website, and they talk about Freemasonic celebrities. I want to know if that's true.
What, that some celebrities are Freemasonics?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few people out there as to their extension in any of this, globalism or anything.
All this is new to me, and I wouldn't think that those elite people have those people involved in
the... All right, here's the deal, man. On a lower level, some of those guys are involved. Let me give you some examples of outside of Freemasonry, people who are legitimately involved in planning that are celebrities. For instance, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. Both of these guys have gone to the Bilderberg Group, okay?
Steve Jobs, everybody...
Yeah, Steve, listen. Not only Steve Jobs, but Steven Spielberg is a Bilderberg attendee. And, just think about that. But Steven Spielberg is a Bilderberg attendee. Those are documented cases. Now, as far as Freemasonry, I know people like to point to Michael Richards, some of the cast of Seinfeld. I think that's kind of like whatever stuff. Look to the power players. For instance, Hollywood. Remember the Motion Picture Association of America when it came in with the rating system? Do you know who they put the head of that?
Who?
They put ex-CIA officer Jack Valente as the head of that. Okay, bottom line is they use Jerry Bruckheimer to propagate lies in Iraq, for instance. Remember the Jessica Lynch story? You know, the blonde girl? Ooh. All right, remember when they went in and they got her from the hospital and they showed you that video, that green video, the night vision cam? Let me explain how that worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys were hooked up, and this is mainline news, just type in Bruckheimer Iraq War Propaganda. Okay, they had earpieces. The general is being directed by Bruckheimer himself. They had blanks in those guns, and the place had been totally surveilled beforehand. They knew what they were going into, entirely scripted. Jessica Lynch came out later and said that she was not a hero. She was knocked unconscious after the initial attack. The entire thing was made up and staged, my friend. Listen, call me back when I got more time. You seem like an interesting caller, especially if you're new to this. If you want to know about the Freemasonic stuff, check out the America's Secret Beginning series. That's Eye of the Phoenix, Riddles in Stone, and the New Atlantis. It covers it the best. I don't agree with all of it, but it does a great job. And we've had that guy on here. All right, let's jump to Seth in New York. Seth, you're up.
For your last caller, he sounds like he needs to see a set of movies called The Arrivals. I think he would greatly benefit from that movie series. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Obama deception, which I saw a few nights ago. And I had never seen Obama's acceptance speech. I don't watch television, and I've only heard rumors about, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Quickly, man, I got 30 seconds, go.
So he came out on this ramp, and he came up to the capstone on this stylized pyramid.
Listen, brother, I need you to call me tomorrow. We're running out of time. I want to go over that tomorrow. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. You can tune in at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.